Hey, good morning, my friends. We are on day 18, judging favorably. And one of the great Hasidic masters, Rav Nachman of Breslov, this was one of his great mantras in his teachings, in his writings, that of course we don't ignore negativity in others or in ourselves. We know it's there. We know we have some negative traits. We've done some such not great things, but we are choosing to focus on the positive. One of the things that I mentioned in the chapter, I gave an example of a child who wants to be helpful to his parents, starts cleaning up the dishes. But because the child is careless, one of the plates slips, shatters on the floor. Now the parent has a choice. The parent can naturally be upset with the child for being negligent, for not being careful, but they could instead choose to focus on how eager the child was, able to help around the house. And they're both true, by the way. Both the child's desire to help and his carelessness are true, but it becomes the parent's choice whether to focus on the positive or the negative. And it's a choice that we all have to make, where we should direct our attention. This is, of course, very relevant to discuss now because we are, in a sense, asking Hashem to do the same with us. We come before Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and we know that we've done some good in the past year and we've done some not so good in the past year. And we're asking Hashem to be able to, to focus. Of course, Hashem can do anything. But we're pleading with Hashem to focus more on the positive than the negative. And this is something that we have to get used to doing with other people and with ourselves, and for a very important reason. And that is, if we want to be in the best position to deal with the negative, right? My son Ezra shared this Torah, like if we're constantly giving everyone the benefit of the doubt and always being melamed zechut and always looking for that kernel of goodness, then how does the negativity get dealt with? How do we stop the poor behavior if we just keep lauding ourselves or lauding other people for positive behavior? Or how can it work with Hashem if Hashem only focuses on our positive, ignores our negative, then we're going to continue with the negative. Now, so Rav Nachman explains very, very beautifully that when he talks about being dan l'kav zchus, to give people the benefit of the doubt, that means you're supposed to lechapes v'limtso eza me'at tov. Supposed to look in everyone, even a Russia, he says, even an evil person, even that individual has some goodness within them. Sheba'ota ma'at in a Russia, and in that little kernel of goodness that exists within that, awful person, is this little goodness, and you're focusing your attention on that. And within that, you're bringing out the good, and giving him the benefit of the doubt. You're going to elevate the individual. You're going to help the person do tshuva. Tshuva means that you can help the person come clean on the bad, improve the bad, stop the negative behavior, improve our personality traits that have, are not so positive. How? By being focused on the positive. Now, how does staying focused on someone's positive or our own positive or asking Hashem to pay more attention to our positive, how does that help us deal with the negative? Because negativity is always better dealt with. All the studies show this. All the psychological studies demonstrate that if you want to bring out the best in a child, in a student, and you want to help them deal with their negativity, it always has to start from a place of positivity. So the goal in focusing on someone's positivity is not to ignore the negative, it's to be in a better position to deal with the negative and to remember that the negative that exists within us and within others is not definitional. That's not who the person is. And if you remember that all of us are coming ultimately from a place of good, then you'll be in a much better position to grapple with the negative. And to remember that the negative comes about by things that are external to us. We have an ego, and the ego gets, activated, and we have a hedonistic part of us. But that's not truly who we are. If we can focus on the positive, definitional positivity of who we are, we'll be in a much better place to be able to then attack the negativity. So giving others the benefit of the doubt and focusing on the positive of others isn't being negative. Or just like, a fantasy, overly optimistic about others. No, it's being strategic. It's saying, if I focus on the positive in others and I realize this is who they truly are, that's going to cause me to view them more positively. It's going to help that other person. It's going to help me ultimately grapple with the negative within me because I'm starting from a place of positivity. I'm fundamentally good, but I've gone off here and there. How do I deal with the off here and there? Be a much better place to deal with the off, with the negativity here and there, if we're starting from a place of positivity. So let's stay focused on the positive in others and in ourselves. And please God, Hashem will do just the same this Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Shabbat Shalom, my friends.